Okay, a Jew, a Baptist, and a Baha'i get together every Sunday morning. No, it's not the setup line for a bad joke. It's a new kind of religious education. Once a week, families from a range of religions gather to teach virtues to their young children. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty visited one such class in Falls Church, Virginia, where she learned about helpfulness.
Sunday school at the Miller Moreau's house is not what you would call typical.
Hey, Gil. Can you manage the pillow fight? I'm not sure that's a great idea.
Welcome to the Virtues class, where eight rambunctious children between ages 3 and 6 have gathered with their parents to learn about obedience and service and friendliness. Laylee Miller Moreau says there's so much pressure on young kids today, the push to read earlier and to get into the best schools, that spiritual education falls by the wayside.
We want them to succeed in society, not only materially, but also spiritually. We want them to contribute and be good people, and there's not a whole lot of training out there for that.
And so last September, Laylee and her husband Gil, who are Baha'is, went to the religious community and asked them to sponsor a virtues class. In the past decade, about 900 such classes have sprung up nationwide. They're based on the central Baha'i tenet that all religions are different, but come from the same source. Gil says the couple then asked their friends if they'd be interested.
When we proposed this idea to them, they said that that was something that they would love to do too, so we realized that we had a critical mass and it was time to get started.
Okay, let's start. Tap, tap, tap. Is Tatton here today? Is Tatton here today? Oh, yes, he is.
Kids and parents sit on the living room floor. They're from Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, Unitarian Universalist, and Greek Orthodox backgrounds. Rachel Galoob Ortega, who's Jewish, says she wants her son to become familiar with and to accept all religions.
I really want Luca to have, when he grows up, is when someone says, I'm Baha'i, I'm a Zoroastrian, I'm whatever they say, if he doesn't know, for him to say, well, tell me about that.
And so Laylee does. She gathers the children around the dining room table, each with a little lampshade.
Remember how last time we talked about how religions are a lot like lampshades? They might look different, but they all have the light of God inside of them.
The kids glue symbols of various religions onto the shades. A cross, a Buddhist wheel, a star and crescent for Islam.
Everybody who finishes their lampshade, come over to the light and we'll practice putting it on the light, the lamp, okay?
After they've come to the light, Laylee turns to the virtues. She starts by asking about last week's lesson.
Did anyone exhibit contentment this week? No? Not you. But we're good at honesty.
Each week, they learn a different virtue. They studied justice for the Martin Luther King holiday. For service, they made chocolate chip cookies and delivered them to a retirement home. Mimi Alamayo says she came to the class after she had an epiphany a year ago about her son, Jacob. They were visiting family in Ethiopia and saw some children begging.
And I was telling him, you know, these kids don't have any food and don't have anything. And he said to me, Mommy, I think you need to tell their mommies where Whole Foods is. I said, oh my God, then I really have a lot of work to do.
Excuse me.
Hi, do you have something to say to me?
My favorite virtue is TVs.
Actually, TV is not on the list of virtues, but helpfulness is.
You want to be my partner? Come on, partner!
To illustrate helpfulness, the children take turns guiding each other blindfolded around obstacles in the room. Some are more helpful than others. So, do the virtues stick? Shazia Phillipson thinks so, especially when she receives an occasional lecture from her daughter Serena.
And it's things like patience. In the car, I'm driving, she'll say, Mommy, you have to be patient.
And they've been so patient, waiting for the highlight of the class, Cowboy Hay. Gil Miller Moreau's stepfather strides into the room, sporting a long white beard, a hillbilly hat, and a banjo.
Won't you come and join us in our quest for unity?
The parents collapse into comfortable chairs as Cowboy Hay and his young virtuosos sing about unity in the complex future they face. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.